Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, July 4th, 2019. 20 years ago today, Steffi Graf played her last match in Wimbledon. And also, happy birthday to the United States of America. Germany's urban mobility market keeps on evolving rapidly. The My Taxi app is now under the new brand name Free Now. With the two automobile groups, Daimler and BMW, behind it, it will have an expanded range of products. Starting in August, the new platform can be used to book not only taxis, but also rental cars with drivers in Berlin. Free Now Germany boss Alexander Munk declared on Tuesday in Berlin at the presentation of the plans that the e-scooter brand Hive is also to be integrated into the app, which will also get a new logo, but users won't have to download it again. Customers could then decide in advance which means of transport they would like to use. The company plans to expand its taxi service into 16 other medium-sized German cities, including Dresden, Leipzig, and Rostock. Customers could then book taxi rides via the app in 45 cities in Germany. Munk sees the company's portfolio as a way to reduce motorized individual transport, which is why Free Now also offers the possibility to share taxis with other riders. While taxis can already be booked via the app, the rental car service will start as a pilot project in Hamburg at the end of July. Berlin and Frankfurt are to be added in August, with other German cities to follow by September. In Berlin, the rental car fleet will comprise 600 to 700 vehicles at the start. Munk explained that in the long run, the goal is to merge taxis and rental cars into a new type of transport, and added, quote, "We must bring together the best of both worlds. This is the only way to counter the competition from Uber and other private driving service providers." The e-scooter brand Hive is to constitute the third pillar of the Free Now offer. The market launch in Germany is being planned. However, Munk wants to wait out the first wave of e-scooters and evaluate it first. The Federal Taxi and Rental Car Association has criticized the new offer. On Twitter, Association President Michael Mueller wrote that BMW and Daimler are trying in panic to catch up to Uber, and that the service wouldn't be an option for consumers, as only taxis guarantee mobility for all through tariffs set by municipalities. He also thinks that Free Now is just an Uber imitation and will lead to more traffic. The My Taxi app was launched in 2009, and Daimler acquired 100% of the shares in 2014. In February of 2019, Daimler and BMW announced the merger of their mobility service providers. Many renovated houses in Berlin have elevators added, but due to technical conditions, they often open and close between floors, where the historic staircases leave room for entrances and exits. So, despite the elevator, residents have to climb at least one staircase on their own, and tenants have to pay an extra price for it, whether they like it or not. This is why the Pankow left-wing faction has filed a motion to ban these types of elevators in socially protected areas, or Milieuschutz, in the future. The purpose of the motion is to, quote, "limit excesses that sustainably change the character and social structure of an area." The left argues that the construction of elevators and balconies regularly leads to modernization levies and rent increases that go far beyond a healthy level and continuously raise the rent index. At the last meeting of the Committee for Urban Development, left-wing parliamentary group leader Matthias Zarbach criticized building owners concerned and claimed that, quote, "elevators serve above all to achieve a sustainable increase in rents. In practice, lifts on typical old buildings cannot be used to make houses barrier-free, precisely because they end up halfway down the stairs. In this respect, the expensive investment made by house owners does not have sufficient value for the tenants." This interpretation is contradicted by the CDU, the Greens, and the AfD. construction expert Al Mutharan from the Green Party thinks that there are many tenants in Panko who may still be able to master 10 steps of a staircase alone, but, quote, not 100. The Christian Democrats also see regulation as a deterioration, as they believe it would put elderly and infirmed citizens at a disadvantage. Whether the Panko District Office should further tighten its catalog of regulations for modernization work is highly controversial anyway. Panko already allows only simple, cost-effective solutions for retrofitting elevators in milieu protection areas and meticulously examines each individual case. Particularly costly constructions are no longer approved under the direction of the City Councilor for Construction, Volrad Kuhn, of the Greens. There are also several court rulings stating that elevators are now part of the standard of a residential building and must be approved. The City Council remarked that the reasons behind the Panko District intervening so strongly in the interests of tenants has been questionable since the Senate introduced the rent cap. Nevertheless, the left, as the strongest faction in Panko, wants to stick to its proposal and seek support for its plans over the summer. The support of the SPD is already certain. There, Mike Didot, chairman of the Urban Development Committee, argues that elevator installation can mean a permanent rent increase of 200 to 300 euros per apartment. In addition, the characteristics of old buildings are disturbed by the subsequently added elevator shafts. Nowhere else in Berlin would the consequences be so far-reaching. Practically the entire old building stock in Pankow is regulated by environmental protection statutes. According to the Senate Department for Urban Development, by the end of 2018, 56 neighborhoods in the capital had statutes in place that were intended to prevent the displacement of the regular inhabitants. While Senator Katrin Lomscher of the left encourages the districts to name further areas, representatives of the private housing industry criticize this approach. The Institut der Deutschen Wirtschaft, or IW, also complains about the encroachment on property rights of apartment owners. As decided by the Berlin Administrative Court, Spätis must remain closed on Sundays. The lawsuit was brought by an owner of a Späti in Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, arguing that the shop mostly serves tourists, which is legal. The shop was opened on several Sundays in 2016, offering not only Berlin articles, postcards, and soft drinks, but also spirits in large bottles, milk, bread, sugar, honey, and coffee. As a result, the district office had forbidden the owner to open on Sundays furthermore, and threatened her with a penalty payment of 1,500 euros in the event of an infringement. The court confirmed the measures of the district office. According to the Berlin Shop Opening Act, sales outlets must always remain closed on Sundays and public holidays. The law makes one exception, for points of sale which offer goods intended for the needs of tourists, such as food and beverages, for immediate consumption. The owner-operator cannot rely on that exception for Sunday opening. Their offer includes goods which are not suitable for immediate consumption. Moreover, a Berlin Späti, independent of the concrete assortment of goods, typically supplies the immediate surroundings in a general and unspecific way. Since the owner's business is not only aimed at the specific needs of tourists in terms of its external appearance and wide range of products, the exception cannot be considered for that reason either. This applies even if the establishment also holds a large number of souvenirs typical of tourism. An appeal against the decision may be filed with the Higher Administrative Court of Berlin-Brandenburg. The Fourth Chamber of the Administrative Court had delivered its judgment on May 22nd of 2019. 3 weeks after the auction of frequencies for the fifth generation of mobile communications, Deutsche Telekom opened its 5G network to customers. The company is currently operating 150 antennas with 5G technology in a closed-loop test in Europe. On Wednesday, Deutsche Telekom also launched the first 5G smartphones and 5G tariffs. The Samsung Galaxy S10 5G is available for almost 900 euro. The 5G rate for unlimited surfing costs just under 85 euros a month. Telecom's public 5G network will initially start in Berlin and Bonn. This will be followed by Darmstadt, Hamburg, Leipzig, and Munich. Telecom currently operates almost 30,000 antenna sites in Germany, which would gradually be converted to 5G. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.